Hey, this is Dan Sheridan. You're listening to Lesson 14 in our series on American history. Let's get started. You know, Columbus didn't rest on his laurels. We just saw the hero's welcome he received when he got back to Spain, but he didn't stop there. He didn't say, okay, I did all this and I got this, all these great people to recognize me and I sat in the king's court. I can't do any more. I'm just going to go back and retire, put my feet up. No, Columbus didn't do that. What's the point of starting a work that you don't perfect? Columbus didn't stop. He wanted to die with his boots on, we might say. So he prepared to sail back again. His work wasn't over. Now, this time, he had no problem finding volunteers like he did the first time. Nobody had to be forced into this trip. Even Spanish nobles wanted in on it. Now, they had a foolish notion, however, these nobles. They didn't think of the hard work required for such a trip. Instead, they thought it was a get-rich-quick scheme. They were under the impression that once the ships landed in the New World, all they had to do was pick up gold off the ground and become richer. It was that simple. No problem. Let's go pick up gold and get rich. So they sailed away in September of 1493. Of course, they didn't find any gold and they returned discouraged. Now, Columbus sailed again in 1498, and this time he saw the mainland of South America, which he still thought was Asia. Now, the people there were discouraged again for not finding gold, but something far worse than not finding gold happened to Columbus on this trip. He was accused by his companions of the following. First, of being a tyrant both to the colonists and the natives. Second, of not sending all the gold back to Spain, keeping some of it for himself. And third, that he was planning on becoming an independent ruler of the West Indies. Of course, these charges were false. And what they ended up doing was sending Columbus back to Spain in chains along with these charges. Now remember, Columbus was still front page news. He was a national hero at this time in Spain. And so the people were livid that their hero was treated so shamefully. And the king and queen released him, having cleared him of all charges. Now a lesser man might have quit after another disappointment like this. You know, why bother with all this abuse, right? That's probably what I'd be thinking. But Columbus wasn't a lesser man. Columbus sailed again to the New World in 1502. Now, geographers of that day believed that there was a southern passage, which is basically a water route through the land somewhere leading to India. And they drew this southwest passage on their maps. So Columbus sailed to the Isthmus of Panama, hoping to find it. Of course, he didn't. About 400 years later, Teddy Roosevelt would have to dig one. And by the way, these on this trip, they didn't even find gold. So once again, they returned back discouraged. Now, these trips were becoming quite expensive. And Spain started looking at the bottom line, and they realized they weren't getting a return on their investment in terms of money. As a result, Columbus fell out of favor with the king and queen, and everyone else neglected him for the rest of his life. You know, the people mocked him once again. They mocked him again. You know, people are so fickle, aren't they? They mocked him in the past, and then they cheered him. And now again, they're going to mock him. Now they said that all he found was a wilderness full of savages and bugs, and they mockingly called him the Admiral of Mosquito Land. Quite an insult. Now, Columbus died on May 20th, 1506, a poor and broken-hearted man, not knowing the importance of his discovery. He died believing that he found Asia. Now, imagine if he had been told that he had discovered a whole new continent that would change the world. I'm sure it might have given him some comfort in death. Well, many years later, the importance of a discovery began to unfold, and people started to realize that Columbus overcame obstacles that most thought were insurmountable. They recognized that in destroying the barriers created by superstition and fear, he doubled the size of the world and provided an example of courage and perseverance on behalf of a noble cause. That's what Columbus did. Now, I made a comment in the earlier programs. Look, did Columbus do bad things? Yes, but don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. What he did was amazing. Take the good, throw away the bad. And even to this day now, we honor Columbus with Columbus Day. And there are many cities named after Columbus. Columbus and Columbia all over the continent. All right, we'll stop there. In our next lesson, We're going to look at those who followed in the footsteps of Columbus. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.